side of the rock. He's the one. He will save you anyway when you cry. It's Jesus, our Savior. He's a friend, a faithful guide. Oh.
Thank you. chapter 20. You've been sitting for a little while. I sung a little bit extra tonight because we had a little extra crowd that I knew that might not could come tomorrow night. You might have to be at your home church or something. But since you were here, we tried to sing a few extra songs. I hope that was okay. Some of you may have been okay with us singing all the songs, you know, singing the whole service with songs. But, you know, you got to have some preaching. You know, all of us needs preaching, amen. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, did I say that? Would you mind standing with us in reverence to the Word of God and stretch your legs a little bit, okay? Just to give you a little bit of prefix to what's going on here. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, is praying. We're going to pick it up where he's praying. And that's going to fall down. I can tell that right now. But we're going to pick it up where he was praying to the Lord, because there was a great army coming up against him and his people. And he's praying. And he admits in these next few verses, he admits that he doesn't know what to do. And so I've entitled the message tonight, it's what to do when you don't know what to do. You ever been in that situation where you don't know what to do? You know, the first thing is to admit you don't know what to do. Amen. A lot of times we just don't know what to do. But let's read our passage and then we'll get right into the preaching, okay? The Bible says, and this is again Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, praying here. He says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity to preach. God, I pray that you'd touch my lips. Lord, you know my heart. I want to say exactly what you'd have us to say, no more, no less. God, please speak to each heart that's here. Lord, I know some of them have probably had long days at work and different things going on. And Lord, but they've taken time to be with us. And they've taken time to come and listen to words from the song, Lord, that bless their hearts. Lord, they've taken time, Lord, to come and hear a message from your word. Lord, I pray that you'd bless each one that's come. Lord, encourage each one that's come. Admonish each one that's come. Lord, we ask it in your precious and holy name, the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. As I said, Jehoshaphat, chapter 20 starts out with Jehoshaphat being faced with great armies coming up against him. Matter of fact, let's read a little bit about it. All right. Verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazantarar, Tamar, which is in Gedi. Notice verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Notice that Jehoshaphat responded in the same way that a lot of times we do. We respond in fear. You know, not many of us, especially probably us men, would like to admit that we fear some things. But you know what? Some great men in the past have had fear in their hearts. Matter of fact, we see this here with Jehoshaphat. He's a great king, one of the best kings other than David that was ever in Judah, the king of Judah. But he admitted that he was afraid. His heart was full of fear. And we know some other men of God, even David himself, said, at what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. So my friends, tonight, let's just all admit that a lot of times we have fear in our hearts because of different things. The different things brings fear in our hearts. Maybe it's a physical matter. Maybe, you know, some news you got from the doctor. Maybe it's financial needs. Maybe it's emotional needs. And maybe it's even a spiritual need. Somebody here tonight might have a spiritual need. If you're lost, Without Jesus Christ, you have a spiritual need, and that spiritual need is Jesus. Amen. You just need to ask Him to come in your heart and save you. That would fix that problem. But that's probably one of the easiest things you can do is be saved. Just believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sins, that He was buried, and that He rose again from the dead. And thou shalt be saved, the Bible says. Amen. So we have different situations in our life. I call this a fix. You ever find yourself in a fix? Man, I've been in situations that I think, man, I'm in a fix here. I don't know what to do. Maybe it's like I said, it could be a financial thing, a physical thing. But we always have, the Bible calls them afflictions, calamities, tribulations, trials. Job said one time, he says, every man that's born of woman is full of trouble. He called it trouble. And I've never seen a person that wasn't born of a woman. All of us was born of a woman, amen. And so if you're born of a woman, you're going to have troubles in this life. But Jesus said, in this life you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, Jesus said. Amen. Listen to this. Be of good cheer, Jesus said, because He says, I have overcome the world. Amen. Jesus has overcome the world for us, and I praise God. And if He can be an overcomer, the Bible says He'll secure those of us also that go through troubles and trials. So we find that Jehoshaphat, he responded the same way we do a lot of times with fear in his heart. But I want to read, he begins to pray to the Lord, and I want to pick up his prayer about middle ways in verse 6. Let's read some more of his prayer here. The Bible says, and said, this is Jehoshaphat, O Lord, God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen, and in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and he's talking about the temple of God there, and cry unto thee in our affliction, there he calls it affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab, the Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. And then he says, notice verse 11. I love what he says here. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. And then our text verse, he says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them, for we have no might against this great company. I pause just for a moment to say this. Jehoshaphat was willing to admit that he didn't have might, any strength against this great company. And that was very true. I mean, because Judah was a very small country. Besides Ammon, the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Syrites and all those termites, as somebody said. But all those people, he was having to go, great host of people that he was going to have to go up against. So he was willing to admit, number one, that he couldn't handle the situation. You know some people that won't ever admit that they can't handle the situation. Like I said, I've already mentioned different kind of situations you could be in. But I'll say to you tonight, there's one situation I know you can't handle. And that's a spiritual situation. If you're lost tonight, you can't handle your sins. You can't do anything about your sins. You can't hide your sins. Did you not realize you can't even pay for your sins? Going to hell wouldn't even pay, and that's where you will go if you don't get saved. But going to hell won't even pay for your sins. But Jesus, listen, I've got a remedy, a very, very easy, simple remedy for your problem, if you've got a spiritual problem, and that is to be saved. Ask Jesus to come in your heart. Trust in Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou shalt be saved. So that's a simple remedy for anybody that's here that has a spiritual problem with your sins, and you haven't took your sins to Jesus. Amen. Cast your sins to Jesus. Take your sins to Jesus in the cleansing flood, the blood, amen, and He'll wash them white as snow. And did you know, you ever think about, some people might think that they're going to make it into heaven without Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can cleanse our sins. And did you know that you cannot go to heaven if you got one sin against you? You say, well, Brother Brady, I'm saved and I still sin every once in a while. Well, guess what? God's already paid for those sins. Yes, we need to ask for forgiveness so that we can still have fellowship. But as far as it keeping you out of heaven, it won't keep you out of heaven, because Jesus has already forgiven you of all your sins when you get saved. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's a good place for it right there. Knowing that your sins are gone. Amen. But you can cast those sins on Jesus and He'll save you. And He'll save you, as the song says, He'll save you now. But sometimes we get in a situation, we just don't know how to handle it. Matter of fact, notice what Jehoshaphat says in verse 11. Again, we're going to read our verse 12 again, I'm sorry. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. Now, I'm amazed at how Jehoshaphat admitted so many things. He admitted that he didn't know what to do. Boy, wouldn't you love to see some of our leaders say something like that. I mean, I know some of them are good leaders. Some of them do know what to do. But a lot of them, they don't know what to do. But they won't admit it. But it's very evident that they don't know what to do in some situations. So, but wouldn't it be good just to hear them say, I would give a lot of money just to hear them say, I don't know what to do. You know, because that's the first step in getting something done, is admitting that you can't handle the situation. But the second step you need to make after that is exactly what Jehoshaphat did. He says, but our eyes are upon thee. Get your eyes off your situation and get your eyes upon the Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. I believe we sung that the other night, didn't we? Look full into His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen. If you just turn your eyes on Jesus, everything will be all right. He said, but my eyes are upon you. In other words, He's doing what my favorite verse in the scripture says to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I may have already given this verse because it is my favorite. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge. And that just means to seek His guidance. Acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful promise, Sally, that the Lord promised, if you'll just cast your cares upon Him, if you'll acknowledge Him, that He shall direct thy path. You just got to do your part. You just got to do your part in putting those problems on Jesus and asking His guidance in your life. But notice what happens. I won't read it, but what happens is God sends Jehoshaphat a word from the man of God. Now today we don't need a prophet to come and tell us what to do. We have the prophecy here in the Word of God. So thank God we have it with us. But you know what? Anytime you go through a trouble or trial, you need to seek the Word of God. Matter of fact, one of the verses I've been holding on, some of you are aware of some health issues I've had since last year. One of the verses I've been holding on to is, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And another verse I've been trying to memorize is over there in Psalms, I believe it is when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I love that verse. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Sometimes you just need to get higher than where you at. You need to get out of that bondage. You need to get out of that slump that you're in. And for God and to lead you to that rock that is higher than you are. Amen. And but that's just a couple of verses. Well, the one that I mentioned a while ago about being afraid. At what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. That's a verse I've used a lot of times during this time of trials. But you know what? You always need a verse. You need God to speak to your heart. Matter of fact, I tell you what I've done. If you don't know something about my personal life, I've actually made myself a treasure chest. You say, where have you made it? I've made it in my phone. I take all those verses that God speaks to me, and I put it in you know how to do that. You copy and you paste, and you put it in a special place. And that special place, I'm calling it the treasure chest, brother. All those, I guess I probably got 25 or 30 verses that I go to and read when I'm having a hard time. But God uses those verses to help me and lift me up. You need the Word of God in your times of trouble. What are you going to do when you don't know what to do? You're going to go to the Word of God. The Word of God will help you. Amen. Go to the Word of God. But let me go back to say to anyone that may not be saved tonight, where are you going to go for help about being saved? Well, you can find help in the Word of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, somebody said here tonight, you may say that you're saved, but what Word of God have you used to base your salvation on? Some verses I've used is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Romans 10:9-10, you know these verses. For if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. It's so easy to take care of that problem. I'm trying to stress that tonight. But God has given you words. God has given you a prophecy. God's given you his word through men of God over the years, that you can go to and get assurance of your salvation and know without a shadow of a doubt that you are saved. But you're going to need the Word of God in your life. You'll need it to get saved. You'll need it to continue on in service. Let me give you some of the verses that are things that the prophet told Jehoshaphat. You'll love this. Look with me in the last part of verse 15. Well, yeah, the last part of verse 15. Be not afraid, the prophet says, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. I got to shout a little bit there. And if I thought this thing would hold me up, I'd jump up on it. Amen. But it's wonderful to know that the battle is not ours. When we have a battle, listen, God says, it's not yours. He says it's his. He can take care of the problem. You know what we do a lot of times? We get in his way. I think of it this way, if you don't mind me kind of visualizing what kind of happens. It's kind of like we're in the boxing ring. And we're boxing and we're fighting this problem that we got. And God steps in and kind of says to us, you just step out of the way and I'll handle it. And a lot of times we want to keep on fighting. But what we do is get in his way. But he wants us to do what the Bible says about to Jehoshaphat, verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. In other words, you can just go over there in the corner and see it. He says, you won't need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't know about you, but that gives my heart rest. That steals my heart, knowing that he's told me, listen, the battle is not yours, it's mine. I believe somebody else said that. Anybody else know who said that? Little David. You remember the song of Little David? The battle's not mine, David said. It's the Lord's. That's what he told the giant, Goliath. He says, the battle's not mine, but it's the Lord's. Amen. And I want to say to you tonight, before I go into my next part of the sermon, some of you thought I was about done, didn't you? Amen. Thank you for not saying amen right there, though. But before I go on, let me just say that, what was I going to say? God just wants you to know that the battle is not yours. It's His. Amen. And He'll take care of the situation. Just be still and let God move, as the song says. Stand still and let God move. We're trying to learn that song, by the way. But I want you to notice something. Jehoshaphat, he begins to have faith. Notice as we begin to read farther in the passage that he begins to have faith. Now, so far, God hasn't moved to do one thing for Jehoshaphat. He hasn't done one thing. But already, just because of the faith of the Word of God, putting his faith in the Word of God, he's already won the battle, really, in his heart. And you know what? Most of the time, we win the battles before the battles even start. And you can do that if you'll just trust in the Lord. He'll help you win the battles. But notice how Jehoshaphat talks after he's gotten faith in his soul about what's going on. Look with me in verse 20. And they rose, talking about the children of Judah. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, notice what he says, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Now, to me, that I don't sense any fear in his heart right here. Do you? The only thing I'm sensing is a lot of faith in God. Amen. And let me remind you, God hadn't done one thing yet for him in the battle. But notice what God does do in verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, notice the Brady Rochester family really likes this part. He appointed singers unto the Lord. He went and got some singers. Amen. We like that part. Amen. Don't you, Miss Tammy? Yeah. They went and got some singers unto the Lord. What should they do? That they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." What you're going to do the next time you're in a trial, tribulation, let me say these words. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Can you say it with me? It's real easy. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. One more time. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And if you want to put a tune to it, say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Put you a tune to it if you need to. That's what they did. Just make sure you remember those words. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. And just start, you know, there's power in praise. That's evident from this story, isn't it? There's power in praise. And guess what God did? He did what he said he would do. Look with me in verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. And if you know the rest of the story, God wiped out the people of Ammon, Moab, and Syria, and the people of Judah won the battle. And I want you to notice one more thing before we close tonight. Notice what they called the area where God gave them the victory. In verse 26, "And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berecha," because they had called the name of that area Berecha. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berecha until this day. You know what God, they named this place? The Berecha means blessing. Some of you may be going through something and you think, well, this is just a burden. This is a trial. This is something that's going to ruin my life. Listen, God can make your trial a blessing. Amen. That's what I'm looking for God to do in my life, is to make my trial a blessing. And some of y'all have got a lot worse things going on than I have or may ever have. But you know, all of us face different things. But God can make your trial a blessing, though it sends us to our knees sometimes. Amen. God can do it for us. What are we going to do when we don't know what to do? As Jehoshaphat, first of all, admit that's where you're at. You can't handle the battle yourself, and that you need God's help. You're going to turn to Jesus and ask for help. And then what are you going to do? You're going to start saying, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." One more time. "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." And you know what? If you just keep on trusting the Lord, He'll give you the victory. And you'll be calling that trial that you got, you'll look back on it and you'll say, "Well, that was a blessing. That was a blessing in disguise." We're going to close with that song that we just sung about, "Why Should I Worry? Why Should I Fear? This very same Jesus, He's always so near." You know, some of you may be going through something tonight. Somebody here tonight might be saved. You need to be saved. Come down to talk to Brother Randy. In less than 5 minutes, he can show you how to be saved, and you'll be on your way to heaven. That's all it'll take. You just come to him, and he'll show you. Some of you may already know how to be saved. You just hadn't asked God to save you. But you could come, if you want to just come and pray and about your situation, you can come to the front. And here, the front pews, for some reason or another, nobody wants to sit up here close to me. So y'all can come up here. That's a good place to pray. Amen. And let's pray. If you need somebody to pray with you, a lady, Miss Tammy can pray with you. But y'all, let's all stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed as we begin to sing. You don't.